Lecture 31, Ayyubid Egypt and Seljuk Anatolia.
In this lecture, I wish to look at the Islamic world in the early 13th century, particularly the two political orders that had been so involved in battling crusaders and involved in fighting the Byzantines, and that is the Seljuk Sultanate in Asia Minor, which we've discussed earlier, as well as the successors of Saladin, that is the Ayyubid sultans, the family of Saladin that came to rule over Egypt, Syria, the Al Jazeera, parts of Iraq, after the death of Saladin in 1193. And both of these political orders are important because they are the first steps in building new axes in the political and cultural and economic powers of medieval Islam. When we started this series, I put great stress on the Abbasid Caliphate, that is the state in Baghdad, the lands of Eastern Islam. These were still important at the start of the 13th century, but at Cairo, especially starting with Saladin, and at Konya in Asia Minor by the opening of the 13th century, these two cities are beginning to emerge as the focus of new political institutions and orders that would be destined to be the foundations of the Ottoman Empire, the Ottoman Porte, the great summation of the Islamic tradition, which would come to center on Constantinople, Istanbul. And so both of these two states are, to a large extent, created and shaped out of the impact of the Crusades and go a far way in countering arguments that are now quite fashionable in some circles of scholars, that the Crusades really had very little impact on the Islamic world. They were essentially fringe operations, that the Mongols were far more destructive. Certainly the Mongols were far more destructive, and we will reserve that for a later lecture. But to simply dismiss the Crusades as having really no real influence on Islam is more than overstating the case. I think it's actually simplifying the situation. So let's look at the Sultanate in Egypt, the Ayyubid Sultanate first. They were the target of the Fourth Crusade. As I mentioned in the earlier lecture, from the start, the Fourth Crusade revived the project that goes back to King Amalric I of Jerusalem of taking Jerusalem on the banks of the Nile, that is invading the Nile Valley, capturing ultimately the city of Cairo, either subjecting Egypt or using the threat of attacking Egypt to get the return of Jerusalem under terms. It was also hoped that they could extort a great deal of money, and as we'll see in a later lecture dealing with the 5th, 6th, and 7th Crusades, the Western Europeans had this notion that Egypt should just fall into their lap. They were really quite sanguine about how easy it would be to occupy the Nile Valley. There was also hopes that the Christian population might rise and welcome the Crusaders. Still, in the early 13th century, probably the majority of population in the Nile Valley were Coptic Christians, members of the Coptic Monophysite Church that goes back to the 5th century. So these were all hopes on the part of the Crusaders. The fact that the Fourth Crusade never made it to Acre, since the then reigning king, Amalric, he's Amalric I of Cyprus and Amalric II, king of Jerusalem, the fourth husband of Isabel, meant that no serious operations could be mounted. There were some activities in and around Acre when elements of the Fourth Crusade arrived on their own initiative. These were groups breaking off at Zara and Constantinople, but there wasn't a major force that could launch that objective to take Jerusalem. That meant that the senior sultan in the Ayyubid Sultanate, Al-Adil, who was the brother and confidant of Saladin, he was actually considered as a husband for Joanna, the sister of Richard the Lionhearted, in one of those strange negotiations back in 1192, that Al-Adil probably could breathe easily. Just as his brother, the expected invasion never came off. That is, remember in the Third Crusade that Frederick Barbarossa drowned. Same thing happened for the Ayyubid Sultanate in the early 13th century. The Fourth Crusade never materialized. And that couldn't have happened at a more opportune time for Al-Adil, because it's often argued, and I have sometimes said this myself in classes, that the Islamic world was on the resurgence, you know, with Saladin or Nur ad-Din and the Ubaidid sultans. And sometimes one wonders when is that resurgence really going to resurge? Because as I've noted in several instances, Zengi, Nur ad-Din Saladin, these great states that are constructed and premised on the preaching of jihad tend to break up. That's certainly what happened to Saladin's state. If Saladin had not won the Battle of Hattin, it might have fragmented earlier. And clearly his brother, Al-Adil, faced that almost immediately.